If you wish to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Mm-hmm. Welcome to a Catholic conversation. My name is Deacon John Catalano, and I am joined by my very good friend, Frank Alasia, the legendary basketball player from Long Island, St. Agnes in Rockville Center. Frank, how are you doing tonight, my man?
I'm doing okay, Deacon. How's everything?
Everything's great. I know we talked earlier and you said you wanted to discuss the topic of attachments to worldly things. And so we selected this Bible passage from Matthew. The rich young man says, "What must I do to have eternal life?" The Lord says to him, you follow the commandments. He says, "I do that already." He says, "Okay, if you wish to be perfect, sell all of your earthly possessions, give them to the poor, then come follow me." And he can't do it. It says in the Bible, he walks away sad, for he had many possessions. And I think that's true for a lot of us. We have difficulty. We get attached to the things that we own and have, and we don't want to let go. Frank, why is it so hard to let go of these things?
Well, it's so hard because these things that we call attachments give us pleasure. If you can think of the three most alluring ones, money, sex, and power.
Yeah.
What happens is we love these things and we use people rather than loving people and using things. I mean, putting any one of these attachments ahead of God is like putting the invention ahead of the inventor, right?
Right.
Our fundamental relationship with God has to be a grateful creature with a loving creator. We must start there. I was told a story by a very holy woman once, and what she did was, on a piece of paper, she drew a wheel. And on the wheel, the spokes, she drew all the attachments, hobby, jobs, working out, cell phones for the kids today. And in the middle, she had, the hub was Jesus. And she pointed to the hub and she said, she's pointed to the spokes and said, "If any one of these things here go in that hub, you're in big trouble." And I never forgot it. I thought it was a really good lesson. And it's a good, like as they say, it's a good example.
And she's not just talking about, I guess, as you point out, we're not just talking about things, but actually things like power. And we're attracted to things like money and sex and power. But these things are not in and of themselves bad, right, Frank?
No, I'm not saying any of these things are bad because God made them for us, but to be used correctly.
Right.
I mean, another attachment that we didn't mention is drink.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a glass of wine, but there's a story about the monks, and a young monk had just come, and he said to the older monk, "I notice that we have a glass of wine. We have a glass of wine every night with dinner. Would it be okay if I had three?" And the old monk said to him, "It would be okay if the devil didn't exist. But since he does, it's not a good idea." But there are two examples of guys.
Yeah, one is not enough and three is too many. That's martinis, but you said red wine. I'm sorry.
Right, exactly. But, two examples of wealthy men that I can think of who've really used their money in the right way. And once again, Jesus isn't picking on the wealthy. He just knows that the wealthy have more attachments and more access to them. So it becomes more difficult for them to separate.
Yeah.
But Ken Langone and Tom Monahan, two multi-millionaires, these guys have given millions to
Home
build
Depot,
churches.
Ken Langone.
Yeah, Ken Langone, to build churches, to build schools, to build hospitals, and many other great Catholic causes. I think that when you contrast them with people who have many material possessions and think that they created it themselves, they're like the magicians who believe their own magic.
Yeah.
It's not to whom much is given, much will be expected. And I don't think there's any truer words than that.
You remind me that, first of all, we'd see Ken Langone at the 7 o'clock mass at the cathedral sitting next to people who have very little in life.
Right. You know? The richest people in the world worshiping with the poorest people in the world in the Catholic Church.
Another guy, William Simon. You might remember he was the Secretary of Treasury under Gerald Ford back in the 70s.
Right. I remember him.
He worked for Salomon Brothers, and when the city of New York went broke, his was one of the companies that audited all the books, which were a mess, of course, back then. But he was a Catholic man who believed in doing corporal works of mercy, and he brought bedpans to, you know, in hospitals at night. He also had a company that whose goal was to rehabilitate businesses. They would acquire businesses that were in trouble. They'd cut and do the necessary changes that were needed to keep the business afloat. Some people would lose jobs, so he was thought of as a bad guy, but he was saving hundreds of jobs by rehabilitating and stabilizing the business. But at the end of his life, after he acquired all this wealth, he left some $650 million to the Catholic Church.
A lot of money.
And then and now. And he did a good thing, but he was motivated by that. And, you know, when we read the lives of the saints, many of them, some of them who were wealthy when they started out, ended up giving away their wealth to start a monastery, a hospital, or an order. And that was their path to sainthood.
Yes.
And I think the whole notion of detachment was part of their journey to sainthood. What do you think about
Definitely.
That?
My father was a great example to me of that. And he would actually detach me from my stuff. And I'll tell you a story. We went to, we're going to buy my mother a Christmas present. So like all men, we go late, we spend too much, and we get the wrong thing.
No.
But that's another story. It's freezing cold. It's middle of December. We go into the Diamond District where naturally my father has a guy. And if you're from New York, you know everybody has a guy. So it turns out that Coach Conoseca had given me a beautiful sweatshirt. I was a year or two out of school. And turns out the guy is a big basketball fan who's the jeweler.
Naturally.
So, right, he's eyeing this thing and he's over the counter. He's eyeing it. I know what's going through his mind. And I'm saying to myself, don't say it. Sure enough, he says it. I love the sweatshirt. With that, my father immediately says, give it to him. So just the all I have. We're parked eight blocks away. It's like 10 degrees out. And he goes back to get into the safe to get, I don't know, a necklace or whatever my father was going to buy. And I said to my father, you know, this is all I have. It's really cold out there. He said, is it so cold that it's affected your hearing? I said, give him the sweatshirt. So there it goes off my back. Now, this isn't the first time that he did this to me. He did this to me often, but he wasn't without his faults, but he was a great teacher of real life lessons. And one of the most important he taught me when he kept doing this is that charity is giving away something you want or need. Benevolence is giving away something you don't need, like, you know, old clothes to the poor. Now, both of them are great, but you can see the level of giving, there's a difference.
Yeah.
And so like, as I said, I never forgot that. And
we're doing this on the feast day of St. Martin of Tours, who was renowned for that moment when he cut off his cloak in half and gave it to a poor man that he had encountered.
Right.
It's a good story. It reminds me, though, of another story that about people's generosity. My wife and I were going to dinner on Long Island one night to a family home. And as we were approaching the door, she said to me, now, listen, do not compliment anything in that home because they'll take it off the wall and give it to you. So that's right. How some people are. They'll give anything for you. But I guess
you can't go to Coach Conoseca's house without him giving you something. Give me a bottle, he'll give me a shirt. Any, you know, it's always you're always leaving there with something, you know.
So the spiritual life really that's is fueled by detachment. But I guess if we're gonna live in the world and avoid being too attached to things, we should probably attach ourselves to the good things, right?
Right.
We could attach ourselves to something like morning prayer or the rosary. Checking in on a friend from time to time to make sure they're okay. Be attached to the things of God. And if we do that, I mean, Paul said, seek what is above. And if we do that, we're on our way to a good life. Am I right?
Exactly. I agree. Amen.
All right, my man. Great talking to you. If anybody wants to reach out to us, they can get us on john@jc.training. That's john@jc.training. Love you, Frank. I'll talk to you next time. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Deacon. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.